Britain's parliament was dealt a crushing blow, or dealt a crushing blow rather, to Prime Minister Theresa May in a key vote today on the future of Brexit. May's agreement to withdraw from the European Union was voted down by a huge margin of 432 to 202. That is the largest for a prime minister in the history of the House of Commons. So to find out what's next, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to speak with Sky News reporter Enda Brady live from Great Britain. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us as always. So what does this vote mean for the future of, let's begin with Theresa May herself?
Well, she's fighting for her political life now, for her premiership, but her Brexit deal is beyond dead. It is dust. You know, that is complete humiliation for the Prime Minister tonight. 230 votes. That is how many went against her, including about one in three of her own Conservative Party. So Theresa May's Brexit deal will never see the light of day now. She may well go back to Brussels and try and renegotiate. But what has happened in the past couple of hours, Jeremy Corbyn has come out. He's the leader of the opposition, Labour leader. He is a socialist. He has come out and put forward a motion of no confidence in the government. So tomorrow evening from 7 p.m, that will be debated and discussed. It is a febrile, tumultuous time in British politics, and nobody really knows what's going to happen next.
And I've read that some members of May's own party, the Conservative Party, are suggesting that she step away to avoid that vote of no confidence.
Yeah, so I think the one thing we can safely say, having seen Theresa May and her premiership and the time she's spent in number 10 Downing Street, I don't think she will resign. I think, you know, they will have to force her out. Already before Christmas, the rules of the Conservative Party are that you can challenge the Prime Minister, a sitting Conservative Prime Minister, once from within. They tried that. They had the vote of no confidence against her pre-Christmas when 48 letters went in saying that they did not have confidence in her as Prime Minister. And she won that vote handsomely. So she can't be touched by her own Conservative Party. She can't be touched from within. This is Corbyn trying to get at her from the outside. But what you will see tomorrow night, I believe, is Conservatives rallying behind the Prime Minister, because the one thing they don't want, the one thing that unites them all, as divided as they are right now, is their fear of Jeremy Corbyn getting into number 10 Downing Street and us having a really socialist Prime Minister.
How are the average Britons feeling this, or are they feeling this, all of this turmoil happening in the House of Commons right now?
Oh, absolutely. People are divided. People are really, really split. If you want to kill a coffee conversation, if you want to annihilate a dinner party, bring up Brexit. It just splits the room and everyone goes home in a bad mood. Some people want Britain to stay in the European Union. Others are adamant that the referendum results should be honoured, and this is what democracy is all about. Some people are now calling for a second referendum. But what happens then if it's 52% against 48% as it was last time? I mean, the average Brit, when you speak to people, and I travel the length and breadth of this country for my job as a reporter, when you speak to people, the overwhelming feeling is complete disillusionment with the political class right now.
Yeah, and you touched on this. Some are suggesting there is a constitutional crisis brewing here because the referendum, in theory, was the voice of the people.
Yes, it was. And, you know, the really interesting thing is that referendum was not legally binding. So David Cameron resigned the next day. It was his idea to call the referendum. He fervently believed that he would win and that, you know, Britain would stay in the European Union. A lot of people tonight looking back on his premiership and just wondering, was it all kind of written out on the back of a beer mat, because there didn't seem to be any great plan for Brexit. It has unraveled spectacularly. March 29th is looming. That is the date of Brexit. Britain has to leave the European Union by then. And what has happened tonight, really, the harsh reality is we could be heading towards a no-deal Brexit. Britain would simply crash out of the European Union with no deal in place, and that could spell chaos for the country in terms of exports and imports, medicines coming in here, foodstuffs coming in, because we don't produce all the food that is needed on this island for the 63 million people who live here. You know, we depend a lot on France, Italy, Spain, Germany, Belgium, keep going. It's a fantastic time to be a news reporter, but in terms of Britain's political elite, they're really facing humiliation tonight off the back of that, certainly the ruling Conservative Party.
All right. Well, we thank you very much, Sky News reporter Enda Brady.